conversation. Okay, we wanted to know what, quote unquote, God, or I prefer to say Allah, is thinking about, and what is He? Right? Where should I start? First of all, I have to go to the beginning, right? Before everything, even before creation. Right? I want to know the Creator. So I go back. I arrive in a time that there is nothing. Okay? So, what is God? What is He doing? How could you imagine Him? Let's say we think that He's an old man, okay? What does He know?
Nothing.
That's wrong. If you didn't say it like that, if you say nothing that we understand, yes. Nothing that we know of, yes. Because whatever we understand and know of is here, right? Is going to be created later. But why did you declare it empty? Because you were not there? Or your understanding was not there?
No.
Think again.
Because God is in the moment.
Okay, think about it. What did He know? Susan.
He must have known He was a treasure.
I am questioning the real meaning of this story. I'm playing with it to go back to make sense of, okay, what is that treasure? Really, the essence of treasure is, do you remember? He didn't say, I am a treasure. I was a treasure. Yeah, if you listen, you should listen carefully. It's in a very special language over there. He's talking, it's Arabic. It's very clear, sharp, right? It says, I was a hidden treasure. So I wanted to know Him. I go back to get rid of all the existence. So it's only God. So, what does He know? Anyone?
He's lonely.
Not really. He knows Himself. Consciousness. Self-consciousness is the essence of Haqq. That's the hidden treasure for me, to find it in me. Self-consciousness. Understanding the chair and the fruit, the animal will do. It doesn't need humanity. Understanding this existence doesn't need humanity. It needed a little bit of instrument, right? Consciousness. That's what it is. And that's now. Consciousness is not what I had yesterday, or I will have tomorrow. It's now. That's me. That's the spirit, right? So He was the hidden treasure. And He said, oh, this is lovely. I know what I am. And my beauty? Beauty is a little bit restless, right? We jump out, eye-catching stuff and things like that. So His beauty jumped out, and everything is here. Okay, the reflection of His beauty. But He could not be in it. Why? Because nothing had consciousness. There was even life. But self-consciousness is something else. So He wanted to be here. He created us. To find that treasure. How? To become self-conscious. As you remember, right at the beginning, He declared that, listen, this is the remedy for happiness. The only problem with this happiness is in you. We will never talk about the existence, the situation, or blame this or that and that. The main problem is in here. How did it happen? symbol. I started to look around and hunt for the truth, and I found my intelligence. I fell in love with it. And this intelligence, which is a beautiful lady, very knowledgeable, at the same time she's a dictator. Why? Why is she a dictator? Knowledgeable. Knowledge brings that sense in you. When you know something is correct, you dictate it to others. Satan was that. Knowledge, like every other stuff, knowledge really exists, right? And whatever exists has both sides, right? The opposite is over there with it. That's the problem of knowledge. What is the like a sisterhood? Knowledge comes with arrogance. You cannot be very knowledgeable without self-confidence, because you know. When you know, you confide it to yourself, right? That's a side effect. So there you need a balance, not to go to an extreme. That was the knowledge. But we are given something else. First of all, we have given an instrument. Animal couldn't do it because lack of instrument. You know what the problem was right at the beginning with intelligence? Do you remember the first day of intelligence? We went over there. What was the problem of intelligence? Come on, even John knows that.
We were talking about Satan.
How intelligence started. I mean, the moment that intelligence was here, something came with it. The first animal, let's go to the first amoeba, right? First amoeba, an ignorant fellow with some potentiality, starts to live, right? Something had happened right at the beginning.
The
a flaw in intelligence.
Illusion of separation.
Exactly. Illusion of separation. Every living creature believes that there is me and the rest of the universe. This illusion. Right? We know it. We discussed it in one book, Rumi, when step by step to explain it, that this intelligence is like this. Jealousy is in this. It's in the nature of this. Duality is the problem of its vision, and mainly it's separated and it doesn't worry about it. He started his book, he said, I'm looking for chest full of the pain of separation, therefore I could explain the passionate feeling of rejoining. Separation, right? Amoeba doesn't know it. No animal knows the separation. He gave us an instrument to get rid of that separation. What was that? Why am I doing this? Let's go back and read some verses and go home. Is that going to be here? Come on.
Imagination.
Before, oh, that's something in us, yes. That's a quality. But imagination is not. I'm talking about the instrument to get rid of separation.
The heart.
The heart.
What did you say?
The heart.
What is the heart? Very divine romantic, sense. But not you know. Something very simple. We talked about it several times. Think. Ah, you know what you're doing? You're trying to find something that matches. You don't think. Stop. Stop everything. And listen to the question. Because at least as a teacher, I know how to put the question. And intentionally, I'm using some words with this bad English I have. If I change one of those words, suddenly it's like light. I'm saying that the animal life starts with one problem with the intelligence, illusion of separation, then Creator gave us something, some instrument to get rid of separation. What is that?
Death. No, I'm
silly. Holy.
Consciousness.
The yearning for...
Let me change one of those words, remember? Listen carefully, I'm changing the word of the question. The problem is separation. He gave us an instrument to connect, to communicate. Speech, talking. How many times we talked about it? We said, you know, to exaggerate it, for you will, not to forget it, we said, before God. Do you remember? We said, before everything, and everything, and everything. First was talking, and talking was everything, and talking was God. Because that's the instrument. We are using that instrument. Please do not bring in that the animals will understand each other. I'm talking about this. The guy is dead for a couple of hundred years. He's talking to us. Means that real we. Because the communication of the animals is not we. It's us. I'm talking about we. All of us. This is what it is. So he gave us the language. That's what we're using. Then, yes, imagination here comes in. In this language, we have found some special trick to put in the imagination. What is that trick? Poetry. What is poetry? Using the word intentionally in a wrong way to make another sense. That's what the poetry is. Playing with the words to say something that you cannot say. That's poetry. And we added to that storytelling. We tell the stories. How many times I went through it that, listen, stories like this, stories memorable, story doesn't offend you. You go with the story. Story could be interpreted. Story has a universe. Because of all of this, we are talking stories. And there are some people that they are so intrigued with these stories, they think that we are reporting the history. As if, yes, God said, you, Satan, come here. And Satan, that fork came up. But we use the story as an instrument, right? Then poetry. That's why I stopped on one verse. Because this verse should sink in. It says, listen, I'm not talking about what you do. I'm questioning you being here, your existence. So there would be no single moment that you sit down and no bad nor good. This will be the beginning of this session. Where were we? We are talking about something, right? Inshallah. You remember that we were talking about the form and the essence. And as any philosophical conversation could lead you to, there will be a form, essence is important. Form is not. You say, oh, please give me, don't give me that. You see, all the logical stuff here doesn't work. You say, don't give me that. Because it's not like that. Yes, the essence is important. And the form could look nonsense, like somebody bowing to a pillar. This is a form, said Bud. Isn't it that the only way to influence that essence is through these forms? So please do not bring in later, which is today, please do not bring in that, okay, that's a